Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Reds. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. I'm up to 608 subscribers. Let's try to keep that rolling, get it to 700 as fast as we can. And as always, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys. So now the Bengals are starting a new era, the Joe freaking Burrow era. How should they handle building it? Now, winning a Super Bowl, obviously. You're right. I agree. All Bengals fans would agree with that. But how do you do it? Now, I think personally, the blueprint has been laid out for the Bengals, and you just have to copy it. It's the New England Patriots, it's the Baltimore Ravens, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, unfortunately. Now, they've got three things that they consistently do. Two of them did the same thing. They built a team around great to very good quarterback play. The Ravens did it a little different. They had a hard time finding the quarterback. But this goes for all three of them. They pretty much all did the same thing. Number one, they had reliable QB play. Now, the Squealers, they had the big dork, Roethlisberger, forever. Patriots had the GOAT, Tom Brady. Now, the Ravens, they did it, like I said, reliable quarterback play. They did it with Trent Dilfer, and they did it with Joe Flacco. They weren't great. They were reliable, kind of how the Bengals try to do with Andy Dalton. But these are the two consistent things that I think they had throughout their playoff runs and how they're always consistently a winning team. Like I said, number one is quarterback play. Number two, good to great offensive line play. I mean, if you have the offensive line and it keeps your quarterback upright and it gives you holes for the running back to run through and time for your quarterback to get the ball out to get to the wide receivers, you're going to have a better shot of winning. Number three, a great defense. Now, the Ravens and the Squealers, they've always had really good defenses. Same with New England. I mean, there's only maybe 1 or 2 years they did win it without a great defense, but it still had a really good defense. So, to me, those are the three consistent things, and you can add a fourth one to that. I didn't write this down, but sitting here talking about it, I'm just thinking about it. They always have very consistent, good drafts. So, to do all that, like for the Bengals moving forward, okay, we have Joe freaking Burrow, and if he's as good as we all think he is and hope he's going to be, then you can consistently build around him. And everybody else, unfortunately, is interchangeable. So it comes down to signing AJ Green to a long-term contract. You probably don't want to do that because if you draft well, you can replace him. Plus, AJ is getting older. Don't get me wrong. I love AJ Green. I'm just saying when it comes to wanting to win a Super Bowl and want to be a consistent winner, you've got to make smart decisions. Same goes for Joe Mixon. I love Joe Mixon. Love him to death. I've said this in past shows. I would sign him, but I wouldn't back up the truck for him because look at the Squealers. I hate to say it, but they let Le'Veon Bell go. And I can't think of the guy's name right now, but Connor came in. And they haven't missed a beat as far as the running game goes. You know, last year they had a bad year. But the times when the Squealers and the Ravens don't have good years is mostly because they just get too many injuries. And that's going to happen. You know, you can't help that. They're an even keel. Every time the Bengals start getting good, you got to always go through the Squealers and you got to go through the Ravens. Consistently. All the time. And those are the things that they do consistently that I think the Bengals have a very, very, very good chance of doing now that we hopefully have the quarterback situation figured out. That saves a ton, especially now. Since Joe will be in his rookie contract, you really don't have to pay him for 5 years. I mean, you could sign him, extend him and stuff, but that money won't kick in until then, like Patrick Mahomes. He's got this big contract, but it's still going to kick in for another 2.5 years, I think. So, for me, as a diehard Bengals fan, I am begging the Bengals. The Bengals have done this. They did it in the past. They don't do it consistently enough. We had that 5-year stretch where we went to the playoffs 5 years in a row. Yes, we lost every single playoff game, but we still made it. They did that. They drafted well. They signed their players, but they didn't reach for anybody. Now, they tried to do that when they let Whitworth and Zeitler and Sanu and Marvin Jones go. The problem was they didn't have anybody to replace them. Now, the thing is, I know I said you got to be able to draft people to replace these guys, but you also have to realize when you don't have that guy behind them, you got to try to sign at least two of them. You can't let all four of them go. So it's a balancing act that you have to do. And then when you mess up, like the Bengals did, you have to recover by drafting very well, which they didn't do until this past year. I think this past year has been a great draft. I know I talked about it yesterday with Logan Wilson, and I would have rather them got an offensive lineman. But from everything I've seen, Logan Wilson seems to be a very good pick and a very good linebacker. But that's four consistent things that I think the Bengals need to do from now on. I mean, the Steelers and Ravens. Since the Ravens moved to Cleveland in, 95? They've been a consistently good team. They're always going to the playoffs. It's the NFC North. It usually comes down to Steelers and Ravens, and it's never the Browns. At least it hasn't been. Sorry, Browns fans. And then the Bengals, we finally come up and we got to play them, but we got to go through both of them. But that's always the way it is. So, to me, it's laid out pretty easily. And I won't say easily, but you can see what they have to do. They know what they have to do. They've done it in the past. They just don't do it consistently enough. We have, we're up for 5 years, we're down for 5 years, we're up for 5 years, we're down for 5 years. I want to get on that consistent winning plane, that winning plateau that, unfortunately, the Steelers and the Ravens have. It's great for their fans. Kind of sucks for ours. But we can do it. I see no reason why we can't, because the biggest reason is we have Joe freaking Burrow, who I think is going to be a really good quarterback for us. Now, if I'm wrong, then everything I said just goes out the window. You still have to get a great offensive line and great defense. Now, they addressed that in the offseason with the defense and the free agency and everything. So we all know the defense has been terrible, and we all, including myself, I know, are worried about the offensive line. And like I said in past years, I hope I'm wrong. I hope they're right. I hope Fred Johnson and the offensive line is a lot better than I think it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be better than last year and the year before that. Because we got Jonah Williams back. Not Bobby Hart. The center. I can't even think of his name right now. Those guys are two staples that we're going to have moving forward as far as the offensive line goes. Hopefully Fred Johnson will be that right tackle that we all have read that he's going to be. And hopefully he's a diamond in the rough that we need. Now, anyway. So those are my thoughts on the Bengals. How they can consistently be a winner and hopefully win multiple Super Bowls. When you have a guy as good and as talented as Joe Burrow is, you should probably win one or two or three Super Bowls. At least be there, Getting there is one thing. Winning it's something else. I like to at least get there. We've been there twice. I was alive for both of them. We lost them both. I would rather do that than go through the year we had last year. I would rather win the Super Bowl. They go there and lose, but I would rather go to the Super Bowl and lose than go through last year again. And I would rather go through the 5 years of going to the playoffs and losing than the past four that we've had. I want winning football because it still gives you that chance, this is the year, that hope. I mean, the last 2 years for the Bengals, I really haven't had any hope. Joe freaking Burrow is giving me hope. What do you guys think? Message me down below. All right, Reds news today. Now, this is a guy I was kind of wondering where he was at, why he wasn't on the 60-man roster. But Derek Dietrich is back. He was added today to the 60-man player pool today. He said he had COVID-19. Quoting Dietrich, "I was very fortunate. I had very few symptoms." So that's good. I mean, I'm glad he's back. He's not at GABP. He's at the other ballpark. Hopefully he will get nice and healthy and he can contribute for the Reds like he did at the beginning of the year last year, not the second half. First half, he was an all-star. Second half, you never saw him again. Now, today the Reds play against themselves again at 5:45. You can watch it on Reds.com. Now it's interesting. I watched it yesterday, and before they were putting it on Facebook Watch, and they were putting music to it. I was the batting practices, the fielding practices, and stuff like that. And it was cool. I really want the sound. But now they decided they put it on CincinnatiReds.com. And when it was on Facebook, I could actually cast it onto my TV so I could watch it. It was kind of almost normal, except no sound and really wasn't playing baseball. But anyway, now they got it on Reds.com, and from that website, I can't cast it onto my TV. So I was sitting there trying to watch it on my little phone yesterday. But the funny thing was, I think it was the first inning, second inning. I can't remember which Red it was. Hit a fly ball to left field, and Jesse Winker went and made the play and then tipped his hat to all the fans that weren't there. I posted that on my Facebook page, Sports Strawberry Ice, and on Reds Country, and they added the sounds of the ballpark and a cheering crowd. So it was kind of entertaining. It's good. It's good to see that they're at least trying to have fun with this and enjoy themselves. Man, it's baseball. It's supposed to be fun. All right, we got some Cyclones news, which Cyclones, they're going to be starting here in October. Now, the captain is back. Justin Vibe re-signed for the 2020-2021 season. It was really an easy choice, Vibe said. I love this city, the fans, and the organization. Vibe's a great captain. Last year we went to his bobblehead. It was Beast Bobblehead Night. So we got a little bobblehead with him riding the Beast roller coaster from out in Kings Island. They ended up winning that night. They won a lot of games last year. So looking forward to Cyclones hockey. They're going to be getting started up soon. Like I said yesterday, I'm so excited. Things are happening. We are getting sports back. It's very, very exciting. Okay, today is Wednesday. Now, I stopped like a Monday. I typically have three shows that I do something. Monday is what's the best thing you saw in sports over the weekend. Wednesday is your sports hump, meaning, you know, it's middle of the week. What's that sports, that thing that excites you to get you over that hump, to get you to slide into your sports weekend. And the one I kept doing was Zeke of the Week on Friday. So, got a sports hump today. Mine is Tiger Woods is playing in the Memorial Tournament. This is his first tournament since the shutdown happened. It starts today. I'm hoping he makes the cut. Now, last time I saw him play was in that match, I guess, with those him and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and that was fun. There's nothing else going on. It was so much fun. Right when that came out, it was right when the restaurants and stuff started opening up here. So I went to B-Dubs, which if you ever watch the show, you know I love B-Dubs. Got to watch it. It was awesome. So I'm hoping Tiger makes the cut this weekend so I can watch him. I know he's not the same Tiger, but I still enjoy watching him play. Now, I got Facebook groups that I help run, and I'd like to invite you guys to join. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And if you like what I had to say, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all under Sports with Strawberry Ice. Now, if you're listening to me on the podcast, you know, some people can't watch the show, the YouTube show. So you can follow me on the podcast. Do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button and give me a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. I'm on Beanpot, Anchor, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts, I'm on there. Now, YouTube, like I said, we're slowly inching to 700. It's like a crawl. We're doing like an army crawl right now. So try to get the word out to everybody about me, and let's get some more subscribers up there. I am at 608. That's what I was, I think, at the beginning of this week. I haven't moved yet, but I'll keep plugging away, and hopefully we'll get some more subscribers. Other than that, it's Wednesday. We're getting close to the weekend. Like I said, we're getting close to sports. Next Friday, the Reds start. Cannot wait. Other than that, that's just sports, baby. See you guys.